Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. As promised, before we went to break, I'm joined by a candidate for the United States Senate and a good friend, Dr. Darrell Williams. How you doing, my friend? How's everything?
What a great day to be on the show today, following a wonderful Juneteenth celebration on yesterday, and it was just great to be here.
You know, man, I'm a person who's been to just about every Juneteenth celebration, including the first one in the city. When we were, I think we might have been the first city in the United States that had a Juneteenth celebration. I'm almost sure Milwaukee was, which is really kind of unusual considering the history of, you know, Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin and other things that we would have been the first place. We still are the largest of all of the Juneteenth celebrations in the entire country. And yesterday bared that out, right?
Oh, yeah. That yesterday, it was just great to see all of the people who were there, the diversity of the people who were present. And it was just really a great, great feel of unity for the city. And I tell you, I also had the opportunity on Saturday, because I think every other county in the state who celebrated Juneteenth, they celebrated on Saturday, and Milwaukee was the only one that I'm aware of that celebrated on Sunday. So I had the opportunity to go to Madison, and they had a great Juneteenth celebration. Then I went to Beloit, and they had a really great Juneteenth celebration, and then shot over to Racine, and Racine had an awesome Juneteenth celebration. So it was just really a great day for Wisconsin, especially being the first time in history that it's being celebrated as a national holiday.
Yeah, you know, let me ask you. You've been running for the United States Senate seat for how long now?
Well, I've been in since the very beginning.
I know, but that's...
So that was last year.
Yeah,
August of last year,
and you've been all over the state a couple times, right?
Oh yes, sir. Actually, the day before, on that Thursday, the last Thursday, I was up in Polk County, and with the Burnett Democrats and so forth, and it was a nice event up that way, and had an opportunity to speak with the people there. You know, and listen to some of their issues, and I tell you, it was a great event, and I think the message really resonated. I think they're looking for somebody with some, you know, really with some knowledge, skills, and background in some of these areas that's really critical. And I didn't get the feeling that they were just looking for the name, you know, or the person who has the most money.
So a lot of times,
one person. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
So let's go back for people who may not know you. Let's talk a little bit about your background first.
Yes. For those who don't know me, my name is Darrell Williams. I'm originally from Abbeville, Mississippi, a little small town, about 316 people.
You're Dr. Darrell Williams. Go ahead.
Thank you. And came here from Mississippi. Used to pick cotton for $2 of 100. That's $2 for every 100 pounds of cotton, and that's a lot of cotton. But I didn't have running water until I was 16 years old, graduated high school, joined the Army at 16, did 29 years, 2 tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, received the Purple Heart, Bronze Star Medal.
Go ahead.
And then I came here to Milwaukee to teach in 1993, and served Milwaukee Public Schools as a teacher, assistant principal, turnaround principal for schools, and was selected National Principal of the Year. Went on to be the interim superintendent of schools in Beloit for 3 years. After returning from Afghanistan, I was appointed by Governor Evers as emergency manager for the state of Wisconsin. That's the lead state agency that deals with all natural and man-made disasters, serve as the heartbeat of the COVID-19 response, and also with civil unrest here within the state of Wisconsin. And I also work at MATC, Milwaukee Area Technical College, in the CBO's community-based organizations for a number of years. And I really enjoy working at Genesis, which is the halfway house for people coming out, making the transition out of prison back into the community of 51st and Lisbon.
So let me ask you, with two lifetimes of work is what you put in serving the people. Why politics, man? Was it the only frontier left for you to conquer?
No. You know, and the thing about it was, you know, I really enjoyed my role as emergency manager for the state, and I just with all the activities that's happening around the nation with civil unrest, the importance of education, and especially with the issues that are focused around climate change, and I just felt that, you know, Milwaukee and that Wisconsin needs a representative with some knowledge, skills, and background in those areas. And I just didn't see that in any of the other candidates who are running. I knew that education is one of the most important things that that we're dealing with at this point in time. I know that with the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and now with Russia and Ukraine, it's important. And I had the opportunity when I was in Afghanistan to work with NATO allies from around the world. And I sit on the governor's task force for climate change. So my point is this right here. You know, these are issues that I've had firsthand experience with. And I think it's important that when those issues are being discussed at the highest level of our government and deals are being made on the golf court, it's important to have somebody who at least knows these issues and background, these issues intimately, so they can best represent our state and get the best results for us here within the our state and at the local level.
You know, Dr. Williams, the more I hear these qualifications and the things that you've accomplished in your lifetime thus far, and you hear from other candidates, so let's talk about the difference between you and, let's say, Ron Johnson.
I would say the difference between me and any other candidate that's running, because I you know, Ron Johnson, a lot of folks you see in the campaigns and our commercials and so forth, they keep bringing up Ron Johnson this, Ron Johnson that. Let me just tell the listening audience, Ron Johnson is not the most important person that's running in this race. The most important person is you. Every constituent right here within the state of Wisconsin. So people would have to look and see what they really value inside of a candidate. Ron Johnson has already showed you who he is. Now it's time, the most important thing is, who's the best person to sit in that seat to best represent you? And I ask people this question all the time, because people want to know, what sets you aside from every other candidate that's running inside this race? So, if we know that education is important, don't you think that whenever those issues are being discussed at the federal level, when their policies and practices are being discussed that's going to impact the quality of life for our children, don't you want somebody with 26 years of educational experience, somebody who's been a teacher, administrator, interim superintendent of schools, selected national principal of the year, don't you want someone with that type of qualification sitting at the table representing and articulating issues on behalf of our people, especially our urban youth? And the same thing with the military. You sit up every day that you turn on the radio. I mean, you think about this. You had the president of Ukraine from a war zone talking to the American people during the Grammy Awards. So this is serious. So if this is really that serious, when those conversations are taking place, with how to best deal with issues of national security, and I sit on my own man, and those issues, how do we best work with veterans? Veterans issues. We know homeless veterans is an issue. We know mental health is an issue, but we also got to realize that there are soldiers who were fighting a war that couldn't even feed their families at home. So we need to look at some of those issues as well. And why does it take a veteran in some cases, 10, 15 years to receive benefits that they have earned. So my question again to everyone listening, when those issues are being discussed at the highest level of our government, don't you want someone with 29 years of experience, served 2 combat tours, Purple Heart recipient, Bronze Star recipient, sitting at the table representing our people here within the state of Wisconsin and our veterans? These are issues that are key. And there's no other candidate that's running in this race with those type of credentials, including Ron Johnson.
You know, Doc, you make a very, very strong point. Clearly, when you look at what you have brought to the table, it's not just on a state level, but on a national level. There might not be anybody who can come close to what you have done and what you present. But we live in a society where money is at the root of almost all of this. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about how you are working around that, if possible. Got to go to a break. On the line, Dr. Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senator. Be right back. To talk to me at night.